The pixels on top of that scanner make up a 6.7-inch LTPO AMOLED display with 1 billion colors, 2,500 nits, and a 165Hz refresh rate, which lasts for about 20 seconds under the heat from my lighter. Speaking of heat, my particular ROG 8 Pro came with an aeroactive cooler, a contraption that normally costs about 100 bucks all by itself. This guy can substantially reduce the surface temperature of the back cover by almost 100 degrees Fahrenheit. The fan is not actually for the phone, but for the backside of the Peltier cooler. Peltier coolers are fascinating. It's not just blowing air, but electronically freezing itself. Keep in mind though, that if you stab this cooler one too many times with some tweezers, it'll toss a fan blade above that Peltier cooling fin, which might inhibit its cooling ability. Finally, it's time to see how structurally sound a $1,500 ROG 8 Pro really is. A 60% survival rate is indeed slightly better than flipping a coin. When bent from the front, there is some major flex going on, but no catastrophic damage. When bent from the back, right above that mini LED matrix, again, no damage. It looks like the ROG 8 Pro survives. Spoke too soon. The ROG 8 Pro cracks during the bend test. The back glass appears to be completely shattered, with cracks emanating from a central point in the center of the panel, but that does appear to be the only damage. While cosmetic carnage might be bad news for the ROG 8 Pro, it is great news for us, since now we can see what in the world that rapid cooling conductor looks like over the processor. We'll see if it's even half as cool as the copper cooling fins from last year. Historically, ROG divides their phone into five sections, three circuit board sections, and two completely separate battery modules. And it looks like this back glass might have cracked right along the upper motherboard and battery seam, which is also right in the middle of the newly added 15-watt wireless charging coil. The wireless charger would be cool to look at if this was 2012, but something we haven't seen before is the hidden programmable mini LED matrix, which when pulled away from the back panel looks incredibly reasonable. I'm not sure what I was expecting, but honestly it looks exactly like what I should have been expecting. And these lights can be seen through the rear glass from either direction. Not gonna lie, I would be incredibly excited to see these diodes cover the entire backside of the phone next year. A massive matrix of these would definitely give the Nothing phone a run for its money, every phone really, and if that matrix included color RGBs, it would be the coolest phone on the planet. Definitely gets a thumbs up from me. Continuing on our quest for that rapid cooling conductor means we have to go a bit